Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to the Father. Hey. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Most High. He is an awesome, wonderful, magnificent God. Hallelujah. He is on time, in time, all right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for just being here the first Friday of 2023. Hey! Glory, hallelujah. First block talk for the youth session, amen. We bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. And I pray that you are having a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord thus far, hallelujah. It don't get no better. It doesn't get any better, hallelujah, than you serving God. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of the Lord. We give honor to the Spirit of the living God, to our visionary prophet, Dr. Laron Matthews, and the host of God's people everywhere, administrator, amen, hallelujah, to my teens, youth everywhere, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Nevada, wherever they are, hallelujah, far and near. I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Before we allow Mother Sydney to come and pray, if she's on the line, amen, I just want to take the time out to let you guys know it's truly, truly an honor to come and to teach and release. I'm telling you, the last couple of years, God has really been giving me some insight to some things in His Word. And I completed a journey through the Bible. It took over 3 years to go through from Genesis to Revelation. And He has given me so much information. I'm telling you, it was just powerful. And now I'm going to be giving you this year some nuggets. I'm just going to be dropping nuggets this year. Amen. Hallelujah. That you can be able to take and you can share just simplistic stuff. Ain't nothing deep, you know. But yeah, and I'm not responsible for the content. I'm just, as my pastor say, I'm just a messenger. So I pray that the content will be a blessing to you as food for your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you'll find out there's a difference between the spirit and the soul. Oh, yes, there is a difference. But that's not the lesson today. So I say welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or this upcoming week, we extend to you a very blessed one. Or if you already have one since the first of the year, we say happy, 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 blessed to you or anniversary, naturally or spiritual. All right, hallelujah. Mother Sydney, if you're there, woman of God, I'm turning it over so that you can bring us on in with prayer. administrator's mother there?
I'm not on that board. I can't put it up on my phone.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Do we have any other our intercessors that can pray this morning? That may be on the line, star 6, your line. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. How you doing? Go ahead and pray for me, please.
Yes, we are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your fresh breath, Lord God, that is blowing through this time, this season, Lord God, in which we're in. Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise, God. We magnify your name, God. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega. We come to acknowledge you this morning, Lord God, and we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will come to bless your people on today, God. We pray that you will use the woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus as she dropped the nuggets, Lord God, that she had put on the inside of her, God, to give to us, Lord God, so that we can share with others in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now, God. We bless your name for healing, Lord God, healing from the inside out, God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving, Lord God, from heart to heart to breast in the mighty name of Jesus. Blow your fresh wind, Lord God, on the east to the west, to the north and to the south in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for your anointing that's going to fall fresh on this line this morning, Lord God, that those that need to hear will be able to hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that need healing, Lord God, sickness in their bodies, Lord God, they shall recover because by their stripes, by your stripes, Father, they are healed, oh God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for this new day, God, for this new day, God, that you have granted us, Lord God. We don't want to take a day for granted, oh God, the things that you have done for us throughout this week, Lord God. So we thank you for the new day. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace, for your mercy, oh God, for this new every morning, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness unto us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that abundance, Lord God, of whatever we need shall flow through you, Lord God, and unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line and over our mind, over our hearts, over our ears, over our ear gates, over our eye gate, God, in the mighty name of in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would touch our hearts, oh God, that our hearts not be hardened in this hour, in this season, Lord God, but soften our hearts, oh God, but in the midst of it all, God, help us to guard our hearts, oh God, that the enemy will not come in like a flood, because if he does, oh God, you will lift up a standard against it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, cover our families, cover our spouses, our children, Lord God, our brothers, our sisters, oh God, and even our brothers and sisters in Christ, oh God, touch our leaders, oh God, move upon them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you today, oh God, for what you're going to do on this line today. God, send a freshness, oh God, upon your children, Lord God, because they have a need of you. Touch our youth, oh God, help them not to, Lord God, fall victim, Lord God, of the lies and the schemes of the enemy, oh God, but give them discernment in this hour, in this season, Lord God, to know what is real and what is fake in the mighty name of Jesus. God, draw them closer to you, oh God, with your love, oh God, and if they need to, Lord God, repent of all their sins, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, that time, Lord God, where they can, Lord God, give you, Lord God, the glory and praise, oh God, because you're such a forgiving God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're ordering their steps right now, Lord God, even leading them to ministry, oh God. Help them, Lord God, not to do it, Lord God, just for a title, but God, do it because you've called them for such a time as this, Lord God. For we are peculiar people, Lord God. You set us apart for such a time as this, Lord God. So we thank you, oh God, that we're going to be, you're going to raise up young people, Lord God, that will be, Lord God, pillars for the kingdom of God, and also, Lord God, be soldiers for the kingdom. And we thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom come and your will be done on this line as we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Dr. Ropes, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line this morning. Just a quick reminder that this is a brand new year and, of course, a brand new month. We've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash up at MoneySign or FPIM. You can mail at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com. Or you can, again, go to the ministry website for PayPal at www.WeRestore.org. Or you can call 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Oaks.
God bless you, too, woman of God. All right, amen. For those of you that is on Blog Talk Radio and those of you that is on the conference line, the floor is now open for questions or comments, amen, from our listening audience for our youth. If you want to text, the number that you can do that is 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. So if you're on the blog side, you can put it in the chat room, or you can press 1 on the dial of your phone, which will make you audible. Or if you're on the conference line, you can star 6 your line. So are there any questions, amen, this morning from our youth? And if you want to even email, you can do that too, to LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. All right. So anyone with a question or comment? And remember, we are live all over the world. Amen. So you can ask your question or your comment on this morning. So we will have 26 broadcasts. 26 weeks to come to you live, and Overseer Piggott, I pray she's going to help me sometime. Amen. So 26 a week. And so before the year was out, I said, Lord, there are some ABCs about you, and we're going to cover those in those 26 weeks. So we're going to take a letter of an alphabet, and we're going to talk about the nuggets. But there is a lot of words that we can describe our God. But in this, we're going to use each letter to describe something. It doesn't exhaust it, but it's going to be something about how that we can do, and we're going to verify by the scripture. So if you have your paper and your pen, and if you're looking, and of course you have your Bible, we're going to talk about these things. All right. I'm going to give you the list so that you can hear what we're going to talk about. The 17 things that we're going to discuss about God today is that he is Abba, Alpha, Author, Almighty, Alive, Active, Awesome, Amazing, Artistic, Anchor, Available, Approachable, Abundant, Amazing Grace, Advocate, Avenger, and Able. All right? So when we, the first thing, Abba. Abba is an Aramaic, Hebrew, Syriac. And so most people do not know, and not to be too deep, but Jesus spoke Syriac. He also, sometimes it could be considered as a Chaldee language. But when you say Abba, Abba, Aramaic, whether it's Hebrew, Syriac, Chaldee, or Greek, this tongue, as mentioned in Mark 14 and 36, Romans 8 and 15, and Galatians 4 and 5, are the three verses that you will see Abba. We're going to read Mark 14 and 36 says, and he says, Jesus speaking, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. When we go over to Romans 8 and 15, of course we know the Lord's Prayer says, Abba, Father. We're not talking about that. We're going to go to Romans 8 and 15, and it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry. What do we cry? Abba, Father. And then we go over to Galatians 4 and 6. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. So what does this mean? What does it mean to say Abba? Abba is simply just meaning that he is supreme. He is the supreme, all-knowing Father. And he, and as we say Abba, we are telling him, as your child, I trust and have confidence in you as, hallelujah, as my Father. So just think, every time you worship and you hallelujah, you begin to pray and you begin to say, Abba, you're telling him, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, God, hallelujah. You, I have the confidence, hallelujah, in what I am crying unto thee. All right? Number two, not only is he Abba, but Revelation 1 and 8, Revelation 1 and 11, Revelation 21 and 6 and 20 and 13. It tells us that he is Alpha, the beginning. Let us read Revelation 1 and 8. Hallelujah. So just because he is the all-supreme Father, an all-knowing Father, this makes him the Alpha. Hallelujah. This makes him the Alpha. Glory be to God. And here we go. We're going to read. 1 and 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. See, the Almighty just jumped in there, you know, we haven't got to that one yet. But amen. So we see here that because, again, he is Abba. Now he is the beginning. And that next thing we're going to do, because he is the beginning, we know that scripture tells us in Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created. All right? So he began to be the author. When the book is started, the author starts writing. So here we go. What does this author write? He starts creating God. He just didn't stop being there. But in Hebrew, chapter number 5 and verse number 9, it decrees that he became the author of eternal salvation. And Hebrews 12 and 2, the author and finisher of our faith, my God from glory. So see, he was there as Alpha in the beginning. He began to write, hallelujah, on the tables of our hearts when we allow him to. 5 and 9 says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And how does, and what happens with that? So glad to ask in 12 and 12. Whereby, I'm sorry, wherefore, lift up your hands, which, Did I write this there? 12 and 2, I'm sorry. I wrote the wrong, said the wrong scripture. Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What? Let's go back. Let's go back again to 5 and 9. It says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, hallelujah. Now we know God as the author unto eternal salvation. No man can come to the Father, hallelujah, but by Jesus, hallelujah. And that's how we gain, my God, hallelujah, eternal salvation. Not only that, when we speak, when he spoke to Abraham in Genesis 17 and 1, what did he tell him? He told him that I am the Almighty God. So let's visit. Let's visit this testimony and see, hallelujah, this conversation. And when Abram was 90 years old and nigh, appeared to Abram and said unto him, wow, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. So God told him to walk before him because he was the Almighty God, and be thou perfect. If it wasn't possible, God wouldn't have spoken. So since it's there, hallelujah, that means, hallelujah, even though that we know there was some folly in all of what happened in Abram's life, God spoke to him as the Almighty God. So then we go on, and let us know that he is alive. God is alive according to Deuteronomy 31 and 27 and Revelation 1 and 8. How do we know that we can be encouraged in everything that we do? Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31 and 27 tells us this. Now here are the pages. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiffness. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. I'm sorry. This is Moses, but he's talking here. The Lord, and how much more after my death? Moses is talking here, but God is going to show him all of the facets. God is speaking through Moses, and he's telling the people that everything that they're going to do and everything, but he's going to show him something here. Revelation 1 and 18. He was alive because when Moses went to the mountain, God showed him infallible things like the burning bush and other things as such. Revelation 1 and 18. Jesus spoke, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive. How is he alive? Forevermore. And then he capped it off with amen, which means so be it. And have the keys of hell and of death. So he is alive. He got the power. He got the power, hallelujah, that goes back to him being the Almighty God. He has the power, hallelujah, to be the author and the finish of the faith. He has the power, hallelujah, glory be to God, to be the author of eternal life. Because why? He is alive. All right? And we know that he is, so I can't get that again because I'm feeling messed up. And he's active, number six. Even when we don't see him, when we don't feel him, when we don't hear him, according to Job 38:4. Let's go there. There was a conversation going on again. And there's a whole bunch of conversations, questions that God was giving to Job in chapter number 38. But in this particular instance, he says, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? God was doing all of this. Declare if thou hast understanding. So he's asking, Joe, where you was at? I'm doing all of this, but do you understand? Where were you at? And hallelujah, as I was doing my word study on last night, amen, it was just amazing how God just showed something to me according to the understanding of the scriptures about us having the understanding. And that was coming from, I'm going to interject, 1 Corinthians 2:11. For what man knoweth the thing of a man, save the spirit of the man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. So even though God was asking Job about his activity, he has, as if thou hast understanding. God knew he didn't. Hallelujah. And that's why we know that all wisdom and knowledge come from God. That wisdom and knowledge is wrapped up in our thinking. He puts it there, which is the seat of our soul. That's another lesson right there. Hallelujah. Then number seven, the scripture says, we hear and we read the scripture and it reads the word terrible. It is not talking about terrible like bad, but it's talking about it's talking terrible, which is meaning awesome. So in Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse number 21, it tells us, I'm getting there. Deuteronomy 7:21, it says, thou art not but affrighted at them. For the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. So let's interject. A mighty God and awesome. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is the God of gods, with the little g. But the big G is the big God, is the God with the big G. And the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not person, nor taketh reward. And again, terrible meaning awesome. And then we also can go to Psalm 47:2. I'm just giving you some basic numbers, basic nuggets. Psalm 47 and 2. And it says, "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. The Lord Most High is awesome, and he is the great king." But we know, hallelujah, for yourself, how awesome is he, hallelujah, how awesome is he when you don't know what you know, and he gives it to you. How awesome is he, glory to God, hallelujah, that as he drops things into your spirit and begins to speak to you, oh, hallelujah, you can say, "Abba, Abba, hallelujah, I trust you." Hey, 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 thank you, Lord Jesus. And number eight, God just didn't stop there. But we also call him amazing. He's so amazing that, hallelujah, that we know that he gives us amazing grace. But we're going to tie that in 14. And so as we look around and we look in the sky and we look at ourselves in the mirror and we look at all the things that God has done, God is artistic. And how do we know this? But according to Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10, it tells us this. It says, "For we are his workmanship." I'll say that again. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And it also, I was talking about, we always read the scriptures in Psalms 139 and 14. And we always talk about how fearfully and wonderfully it is made. But we are looking at it only from the, as we're looking at ourselves, at our hair and our eyes, and we got legs and, you know, all the things that we, as our bodies are in. But do we ever consider that we know that we were spirit first before we became a soul and a body? That's a whole nother lesson right there. You have to go back and watch my YouTube on that one. Amen. And then, amen. And after he has been artistic, which makes him an anchor, that in Hebrews chapter number 6, verse number 19. Woo, glory, hallelujah. I can hear the song says, "My soul has been anchored. My soul has been anchored. My soul has been anchored, hallelujah. My soul has been anchored in the Lord." So let's find out about this anchor. Amen. It says, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, entered into that within the veil." So hallelujah. But let's look at the one verse above that. "That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie." See, God can't lie. "We might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor." How do we get this anchor? We get this anchor, hallelujah, and I have to bring the soul in. We get this anchor by establishing the things of God. We got to put it in our mind. We got to get it in there embedded, because when we think on those things that are lovely and those things that are pure, you got to keep doing it to be solidified and solid in him. All right? Let's go on. And now that we know that not only is he amazing, he's an artistic God. He's not only just an anchor God, hallelujah, that we can be anchored in him, but all he's always available as promised in Hebrews 13 and 5. Hebrews 13 and 5 gives us the promise. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, or he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. See, we don't have to have to say, oh, where God at? I don't know where he is. Is he there? Is he there? He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's always there. That's why he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Not only that, hallelujah, in Psalm 23, he told us even to let us know, he said, surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. That lets us know how available that he is. He's even got the angels there with us, even though he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent, giving us coverage to make sure that we know that his promises are yea and amen. And then after he let us know that he is available, he let us know also that he's approachable. And how does he let us know that he's approachable? Hallelujah. He commands us this. My God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Father. He commands us this in the Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28. And it tells us to meet. All ye that are labor. All ye that labor, see, you got to do some work, hallelujah, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's approachable because he's telling us to come. He's telling us to come, hallelujah, when we get tired, when we get weak, when we get worn. He wants us to come, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. And even when the scripture says, fail not to assemble yourself together. Why? When we come together, hallelujah, where two or three are gathered together, he's in the midst. Because why? He's approachable. And then why when we come to him, there is a reward. There is our reward for him, and it will be in an abundance, which is reported by Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Go there, and it says, hallelujah, now unto him. Now this is the able part too. That is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that is none other than his spirit, because he's more than able. Hallelujah. And he's given us an abundance of support. Glory, hallelujah. And so if that is just not enough, we know that because he is so amazing, because he's so awesome, that he gives us amazing grace. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I hope you enjoy these nuggets. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I hear some coming in. Oh, Lord, my pages are falling apart. My Bible gets so old, but I just don't want to let it go. I need to do it. Not that I don't have it. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, just like this one, and verse 14. Right. For grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the holy communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. And Paul is writing this as a salutation. But what he's doing is he's pronouncing a blessing, the amazing grace upon those that love God. To have, hallelujah, Abba, to be that grace. The author, the almighty God, who is alive and active, hallelujah, who is, hallelujah, artistic, and the anchor of our salvation. He's always available and approachable, and he gives us an abundance of love. But did you not know that he just didn't cease there? Because, hallelujah, in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, he becomes the advocate. Hallelujah. And he says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. For if any man sin, ye have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. I didn't write this. It's in the Word. Hey, I'm going to say it again. My little children, things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, that's woman too, boy and girl, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So we know that we were born in sin. We were shaped in iniquity. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hi. Hey. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and became that advocate to get rid of the Adamic nature that was inside of us. When we believe on the name that is above every name, hey, glory, hallelujah. My God, my God. And if that's still not enough, I want you to know that he is an avenger. And how do we know? 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4 and verse 6. And it tells us this. It says that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner. The Lord is the avenger of all, such as we also have forewarned you and testified. And then in Psalm, my last verse, 9, it also tells us, 9 and 4, and it says, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou settest in the throne judging right. So because, hallelujah, I'm going to read again. That was number 17 because I already put Abel with the other. So in all of these nuggets, we can say that today we have learned, hallelujah, glory be to God. He is Abba. He is the Alpha. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the Almighty God as he's spoken unto Abraham. He is alive according to, hallelujah, Revelation 1 and 18. He's active when he spoke to Job and he told him and asked him the question in Job 38 and 4. He is so awesome, hallelujah, that we represent that this writer wrote him as a terrible God, as of Deuteronomy 7 and 21. 10 and 17, and Psalm 47. He's such an amazing God, hallelujah, that we also put it together with grace, and such as declared into 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. That, hallelujah, when we look around and we see how the earth is formed, we can declare it as Ephesians 2 and 10 says. And if that's not enough, we know that he is an anchor to us according to Hebrews 6 and 19. We also know, hallelujah, that his promises are yea and amen, hallelujah, because he's available. And hallelujah, we can declare that in Hebrews 13 and 5. And not only that, hallelujah, God lets us know that he is approachable, hallelujah, and commands us to come according to Matthew 11 and 28. And so then when we come, we know that we can have an abundance and a reward above all that we can ask or think, hallelujah, that's supported in Ephesians 3 and 20. And not only that, hallelujah, we just read, hallelujah, that he doesn't cease to amaze us because he is an advocate to help us in our sin if we fall, according to John, 1 John 2 and 1. And not only that, we can back it up, hallelujah, that we know that he is our avenger. He's an equalizer, hallelujah, according to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 6 and Psalm 9 and 4. So if you didn't know, hallelujah, today, that the attributes or the things that we can say about Abba, Alpha, Author, Almighty, Alive, Awesome, Amazing, Artistic, Anchor, Available, Approachable, Abundance, Amazing, Grace, Advocate, Avenger, and Able God, you now know that it can be found in the Word of God. God bless you, Administrator. Go to commercial, and we're going to come back and open up the floor for questions and comments. Hey, glory.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Administrator, we're going to open up the floor for questions and comments. We're going to start on the blog side. Is there any comments or questions there? Amen. Those of you that is on listening in, you can also text 334 440-6152 if you have any questions and you don't want to be audible. Administrator?
Ma'am, we do have comments saying Happy New Year to you, and they're excited about 2023 and listening in throughout the year. And we have a text saying Happy New Year to you as well.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, as my mama always used to say. Hallelujah. Anyone, hallelujah, on the conference line, you can start fix your line and come right on in. Anyone on the conference line have a question or a comment?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Dr. Brooks, I just want to thank you for this creativity of how we can identify who God really is, starting with the alphabet. And it's going to be awesome. Looking forward to hearing more and possibly working with you as well this year. We go through the alphabets together. It's going to be a powerful time because when we go to prayer, we'll be able to, those words will be able to come out before us, and we'll be able to identify and call on the name of Jesus and call on who he is and his attributes. It is so important. So I just thank God for what he is doing right now, even in our youth and even those that are on the line to listen, you know, because it's not just for our youth, but it's for us, the ones that are young in heart too, you know. And so I just thank God for what you do, what you're doing and what God has given you to do in this hour, in this season, to equip us so that when we, like I said, when we go into prayer, when we go through the battles, when we go through situations, we know how to call upon the name of Jesus. Because you think about it, we learned our alphabets when we were little kids, you know, so why, this is such I don't even know how to describe it. It is so, it's simple enough where a child can understand, but also for our young in heart to be able to grasp a hold of it. So I thank God for you today.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was like, Lord, that is unique. let me say this because, I know we have another caller. I remember when I finally, because God called me into ministry in 1990. In the early 90s. And I was running. I'm telling you, I probably was beating Jonah running. And and I kept telling him, I said, God, you're making a mistake because I am not I kept telling him, women don't preach. Women don't do this. I'm telling you, I said, now me telling God, he making a mistake. You know God don't make no mistakes. And I was like, no, I don't do that. No, because why? Tradition. I was stuck in tradition. And so God, he didn't leave me alone. He didn't leave me alone. He just, I couldn't get no sleep. I couldn't get no rest. I just, all kind of things was happening to me. I don't know why I'm saying this testimony this morning, but it's for somebody. Let me tell you. Oh, Jesus. My stomach was just always upset because every time the anointing would fall upon me, I would just be, I mean, it would just slay me. And my stomach would hurt so bad from the word, I'm telling you, churning inside of me. Then from women that have had children, you know how to, when the baby grows and then you get uncomfortable and you just, and you be like, I just want to just have this baby so I'm going to get it over with. That's exactly how it was inside of me. The word was just swelling up inside of me. And it didn't matter, no matter how much I shouted, no matter how much I spoke in tongues, that word was inside of me. I'm telling you, it was like a baby. Until I said, okay. And then I still was trying to say, I kept trying to change my mind. I kept changing my mind. But let me tell you, when I got down to business and I told God, I said, God, this is what you want. You're going to have to make me a unique preacher. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be unique. That when I'm preaching, and I said, I know it's going to cost me something, that somebody can get filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody can be as a ministering, hallelujah, chains are broken. Healing can take a breath. If they're sick, they can be healed. So it could cost, hallelujah. And how he's been dealing with me with this word and giving me unique ways, hallelujah, to show forth his glory and show forth the awesomeness, hallelujah, to let you know that I always was infatuated with the word of God anyway from a child. But he just makes it so, I get too excited. I get too excited. Amen. Hallelujah. So the next caller, come on in.
Good morning, Dr. Wilkes, and to Brother Matthews and all the kingdom leaders on the line. God bless you, Administrator Brian. As I was listening to you, how you were presenting the word, you know, first thing came to my mind, I don't know the name of the movie that these little kids watch, but it was when the little boy read the book. I don't even want to think what it was, but it was when this little boy read this book, and when he opened the book, it's like the characters of the book became real. And greatest story ever told. And all the characters was with this little boy. It looked like he was in the attic or something. Okay, so when you read in the book, reading. Yeah. And I said, Lord, you are so awesome. I said, the way she presenting you. You hear me? Not the word, you, Lord. And this word, this is the only book that when we read and open the pages, that the author come alive upon the scene. And I just give God all glory for who he is and for using you to, I say, to motivate us, to keep us excited about the word of God. It just makes you hungry. And by me being at home, I'm like, Lord, I got to make sure that I don't lose myself, because I'm telling you, putting this worship music on, reading the word and how he visit us and sup with us. And, you know, it's like I'm on a retreat all the time because I'm with him, you know. And I just want to thank you for what, you know, God gave you this morning in the presentation, and just it was just so awesome. And it just makes me say, oh, God, I can't wait to get into this word even the more. You know, you spend time with him, and we read because we know to do it. And I'm trying to make myself conscious to sow my 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, tide my time, since I don't technically have a job all the time. I try to tide my time. But at the same time, I tell you, you really blessed me this morning, and I just thank you for allowing God to use you. God bless.
God bless you. And if you see my notes here, I have a piece of notebook paper because I started writing it in my message book. And I was like, I got to restart over because I squeezed everything in one little page. I said, So I took my paper out and I started writing the words down. And as I was writing the words down, and I said, okay, I'm listening to the Lord, and all these scriptures just start coming. Oh, my goodness. And I was like, Lord, okay, so how do I describe you on this one? And so I had to listen to him. So then and when I began to look up and start studying, I had to look up different words to begin the scriptures to go along with the words, because that's really, it's not that easy as you think it is. And so for some people, you know, you can look up the concordance and then there the word is. But sometimes it is not. So just like when you say approachable, approachable is not a word that's really in the word. So I said, Lord, how say did they come? And then he came and came and said, you telling them to come. I said, okay. I'm looking up, you know, trying to get all this different, and I have to read many passages of scripture to get the one that's most exciting to me. Now, y'all, I'm selfish. To get the most excited, because y'all know, some of you that have heard, followed me and studied, so you know I get emotional. And not only get emotional, I get into it. I get into what I'm teaching. I am one of those, my cousin calls me, she says that I am, he uses the word. I don't want to say flamboyant. That's not what she calls me. But anyway, she says that she said you are just too color. And it's a word she calls me. It's like colorful. I can't think of the word.
Uh-huh.
But she tells me. She said, Sister Carlina, you just. And she says that word. I can't think of it, but it's gonna come to me, Holy Ghost. And so as I get into this and everything, I can see this. So when I look at it, I had a list of work, but I had to put them in an order. And that's another thing. He had me to shape this order so that it builds on one another. Because, see, this is something that when you look at it, and you just begin, as Overseer-elect says, when you look at this and you begin to pray, say, God, I know that you are alive. I know that you are alive because, hallelujah, you told us that in Revelation 1:18. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And you are alive because you're coming inside of me. Because you are my author. Hey, you're the author and the finisher of my faith, oh God. You see what I'm saying? And I'm just, you know, it is far coming and begin to shape you and mold you and begin to let you know that he is not just terrible, but he's awesome. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. All right. Anyone else with a question or comment?
Phenomenal morning to you, Evangelist Wilkes, and all others on the line. My sister. Man. it's just an honor. That God allow us to hear from you. And as you were giving words, thank God for you being authentic, because he created you in the image of him, and he's authentic. And when that word popped in my mind, how I see you as not being false or copy.
I'm going to write that one down, authentic.
It is something genuine, real, trustworthy, reliable, being accurate in representation of the facts. And I said, well, Lord, you know what? If we go to 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm. See, there you go. You're getting it.
Study of 2 Timothy 15, verse 15, 2 and 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what you did. That's what you did this morning. So I'm looking forward to this alphabet God has given you. I'm excited for these Fridays. I'm excited for the teaching. I don't care what nobody says. We are in the University of the Conference Line. I keep saying that. We are blessed with teachers, professors, partners, tutors, whatever we need, it is here on this line. It is here. And I'm looking forward to graduating from the Conference Line. I'm excited. God bless you and thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you know that the Sunday school, on Sunday we're doing the series on, and that's our basic scripture. And I see, I would have never thought about authentic with that scripture. And that's our basic line, because we're breaking down this scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15. But I want to start autistic. So, hey, thank you, sister. I wrote that one down. Glory. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Question or comment? I'm so excited. Amen. So on the second, those of you that are youth, far or near, you can still send in your question or comments just because we're doing the ABCs of God. You can still send in your question or comment. We will still answer them, and we will still move in on those questions. Amen. We will come back on the third Friday of this month, and then we're going to be talking about the letter B. B, like brave and bravo. All right? So we're going to see what God has to tell us and declare throughout his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. And then I also want to give you something as well. I'm going to talk to you this. As I was looking in this, as I was ministering to myself as I was studying, God was also giving me some other things. Good morning. And so you're writing these nuggets down. And as you're writing these nuggets down, start applying them. Start applying them to yourself and see how the scripture is going to start coming more alive. Know that the word is not boring at all. Know that, hallelujah, God, there is nothing boring about our God. Because if he's alive, hallelujah, and he lives within, you will find these nuggets to be a blessing for you, even when you begin to get down and low. Hallelujah. Know that he is, hallelujah, available. Know that he's everywhere. And know, hallelujah, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So, administrator, is there any other comments?
No, Dr. Wilkes, all lines are clear on this end.
All right. Any more comments from the conference line? God has given anyone comment to make this morning? Okay. Well, Father, in the things, we thank you. We thank you for being Abba unto us. Oh, God, hallelujah, as we have come this morning, Lord God, to learn that you are the Alpha and the Omega, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for being our almighty God, that you are alive and active within us, oh God. Hallelujah. We count it such a wonderful thing because you are so awesome inside. Oh, God. Hey. Woo, hallelujah. You're so awesome and amazing to us, Lord. Hallelujah, that as you continue, oh God, to take your hands and you shape and you mold us, oh God, you are just, hallelujah, not only an author, but you've become our artist inside of us, Lord, creating us to be, oh God, with a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us, oh God. And as we, hallelujah, having the right spirit within us, oh God, hallelujah, we know that we can be anchored in you, Lord, hallelujah, because you are that anchor, oh God, hallelujah. We know, oh God, that you are continuously to be available, Lord, because, hallelujah, you told us to be, hallelujah, to come unto you, which makes you so approachable, oh God, hallelujah. Just as, hallelujah, in your word, when the children were trying to come, Lord God, hallelujah, the children tried to come to you and the disciples tried to stop them, Lord God, he didn't let them, Lord, hallelujah, because you're so approachable. And Father, hallelujah, we know that you, even though you told us to ask, seek, and knock, we know, oh God, hallelujah, that the reward is great and mighty because you give us an abundance. Lord God, hallelujah. You will open up the window of heaven and pour us out a blessing when we be willing and obedient unto you, Lord God. You so much amazing, oh God, that your grace, that amazing grace that keep us, oh God, hallelujah, when we were in our sin, oh God, hallelujah, you became that advocate, Lord, because you didn't want us to be lost, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, you knew, Lord God, if we did not have, oh God, hallelujah, someone, Lord God, to plead our case, we would go to a devil's hell. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you are an avenger. You have the keys of death, hell. You have the keys of death, hell, and the grave, oh God. You such an avenger, oh God, that you are a mighty battle axe, oh God. You are a shield. You are a buckler. And you are soon coming. You are soon coming king. And Father, hallelujah, we know when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit, hallelujah, will raise up a standard which shows us how much of an avenger that you are to us, that it will raise up a standard against the enemy, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will arise and the enemy will be scattered. And Father, hallelujah, all of that which we have said today, that we know that you're able. We know that you're able, hallelujah, because you have told us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that you're able, Lord God, hallelujah, because you are leading and guiding us, Lord God, in the direction that we should go. We know that you're able, hallelujah, Lord, because you told us if we, hallelujah, your ear is inclined to us, Lord, and that you're hearing and that you're doing. Hallelujah, that which we have asked. God, I thank you. I thank you, hallelujah, because all of this is still wrapped up in you being Abba Father. We trust you on today. And for all of that, we can say amen, because you are the amen. You're the finisher, the end. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, go in the grace and strength of the Lord and know, hallelujah, that I love you, praying for you, and amen, hallelujah. Be here on tomorrow morning so that we can hear from Team Simmons. I'm excited all the way about it. Amen. As they bring us, hallelujah, the threefold cord marriage form in the morning. And not just because you're married, but you can come and get some nuggets from them as well. Be blessed. Have a marvelous day. Bye-bye. Administrators, it's in your hands.